fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 8th day of August, year of our Lord, 2018, and welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the news, of course, has to do with the elections held yesterday, primary elections all over the country. Results are still coming in. Apparently, one of the more critical House seats, U.S. Congressional seats in Ohio, was held by the Republicans. We've got other results coming in, and I'm not sure what all it means yet, but I did get out and vote yesterday. My wife, Dr. Moore, voted yesterday, and I hope that you all got out and voted yesterday also. In the days and weeks leading up to this election, I heard way too many times the word democracy to describe our form of government. If you read the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers both, you will rarely find the word democracy held in high regard. The Founding Fathers were very fearful of our country becoming a democracy. They did not hold a democracy in high regard. They wanted to make sure they did everything they could to prevent our country from ever becoming a democracy. Now, that held true for quite a while. It started following the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression. That started changing. And around the early part of the 20th century, it really accelerated. The Constitutional Amendment calling for the direct election of U.S. senators, that was a massive, massive mistake. We have the original way of electing senators was one of the safeguards to prevent us from becoming a democracy. But we can talk more about that later. Prepper tip of the day. If you don't have night vision, well, now's the time to get it. You'll never find cheaper prices. You will never find easier and quicker availability. Typically, your local sporting goods store, if they have any night vision at all, it's going to be extremely limited in selection. They may have 2 or 3 different choices for you. as opposed to the dozens and dozens of selections at opticsplanet.com, opticsplanet.com. I'm not affiliated with them. I probably should be. I direct a lot of business their way. I haven't got a penny from these people, but I have done business with them. And their website, opticsplanet.com, not only has night vision, but they've got regular rifle scopes, binoculars, infrared, thermal imaging kind of things. All that's there. And it can be really, you can educate yourself at that website. You really can. So the prepper tip of the day is, if you don't have your night vision, to get it, bite the bullet. Even entry level, something you get for a couple, $200-$300, is better than no night vision at all. And the first time you experiment with night vision, it's, I know that what I was impressed with, it's almost like magic, that you can be in near total darkness. In fact, if you've got an infrared illuminator, you can be in total darkness, like, such as a cave, and be able to see things. It is truly amazing. Before we get away from the night vision, there was a discussion, I was with some folks a couple of days ago, and the topic of the meteor shower that happens every August. And people talking about wanting to see that. And I said, you want to see meteors any night of the year that's a clear, dark night, have yourself some night vision. Get yourself some night vision, even the entry-level stuff. You'll see a meteor about every 10 seconds. Okay, we've got open lines this first hour. Professor McCanny has a day off. Hour two, we'll have Jeff Nyquist with us. And that will be our show today. And the call number, of course, is 800-313-9443. All right. When I was in the U.S. Army, I served 3 years active duty, which included a tour in Vietnam with psychological warfare. My final year in the military was with the 6th Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Got out in January 1970 to go to college early out. I think I got out about 4 weeks early. returned to the U.S. Army Reserves in 1979 with the 12th Special Forces Group, where I was the intelligence NCO on an A-team, and finished up my reserve duty back with my same outfit I was in Vietnam with psychological warfare. During that period of time, which was 3 years active and another four or so reserve time, I never saw a telescopic sight mounted on a rifle. I never did, seriously. I never saw a night vision. I never saw... we may have had some Army issued binoculars here and there. I don't. Usually, the guys had ones that they paid for themselves. It was always iron sights on our M16s, iron sights on our M14s, my Thompson submachine gun, obviously, iron sights. My 1911 that I carried in Vietnam, the same sights that they had in World War One, iron sights. Now, night vision began in the U.S. Army during the Korean War. And those units I still see those units sold. They're heavy. They're awkward. They have a large battery pack, a large heavy battery pack. They originally were mounted on M1 carbines during the Korean War. I would not particularly want to own one. The units we had in Vietnam... ANPVS-4, I think, is what their designation is. Most of those were bought by the Israeli military and were refurbished and are back on the market. Once again, heavy, but they're tough. I mean, you could probably drive a nail with these things and cause no harm to them. They're mil-spec through and through on one hand. On the other, new entry-level night vision, at the $250, $300 price range, is about one-fourth the size and one-fourth the weight of what we had in Vietnam. Now, as antique and as primitive as the Vietnam issue units are, they did work. They did, in fact, work quite well. as heavy and as awkward and bulky as they were, they did work. I was visiting with a well-known author who was a Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam at his home, and he showed me one of those Israeli refurbished night vision scopes that he had at the time. Now we're at a point where there's generation one is basically roughly equivalent to what was issued during Vietnam. There's generation two, generation two plus, generation three. Once you get to generation three, and you have, it's almost like being in daylight, almost like walking around in daylight. That's how good it is. Full color. Full color resolution, and it's just like walking around in daytime with Generation 3. Then you got Generation 4. I don't know offhand if there's Generation 5 or not. My personal night vision is Generation 2 Plus. It's a what I regard a high grade, high consumer grade scope, I'm very satisfied with it. It works pretty nice without an infrared illuminator. And with the infrared illuminator, you have a dramatic increase in the range, how far you can see with these things. There's different types of infrared illuminators. Some of them are completely invisible to human vision, and some have a soft red glow that can be seen, especially if you're directly in front of it. Which, if you've got enemy human beings out there as opposed to wild pigs, you really don't want that. You don't want anything that can give away your position. It's a tremendous tactical advantage to have night vision. If we're in a grid-down situation, a crisis, it could be something of civil disorder similar to Ferguson, and when I was protecting my mother-in-law's home up there in St. Louis County, of course I had my night vision with me. Clearly, obviously, I would not leave, go up there without it. The odds of criminals having night vision are almost non-existent. Could they? Of course they could. It's possible. It's also possible that they could speak fluent Latin, but highly unlikely, isn't it? Highly unlikely. So having night vision is a tremendous advantage. Now, the first question will be, well, John, what should I get? Well, how many decimal points to the right does your checkbook go? So that's my answer. Once you have get to the $1,000 range, which is what my night vision costs, I haven't looked at what I bought. It may be, if it's still being manufactured, it's maybe less expensive now, or there might be an upgraded version which is smaller and lighter and less expensive. And anything involving technology, that's the trajectory we see. Anything involving technology gets smaller, better, and less expensive. That's the way that goes. Now, I must admit, I'm a busy guy. This is August. I probably haven't looked at night vision at Optics Planet maybe since January or so. It's been better part of a year. And I'll guarantee you, if I go to Optics Planet today or tomorrow, I will find new pieces of equipment that are smaller, lighter, better, and less expensive than the last time I looked back in January. That's a given. Of course I will. Now here's the basic, I'll go over some of the basic choices of night vision. You can get a rifle scope. You can get a monocular that you hold up with right in front of one eye. You can get binoculars that are similar to regular binoculars that you look through both eyes at the same time. That's basically those three choices. And as I mentioned earlier, first generation, second generation, generation 2 plus, generation 3, and so forth. If you can only get one piece of equipment, night vision, what you want is a rifle scope. Because you can use a rifle scope as a monocular, but you can't use a monocular as a rifle scope. You can't. Not with any kind of dependability anyway. There won't be proper mounting hardware. There won't be an aiming point and so forth. So if you only get one piece of equipment when it comes to night vision, you get a rifle scope. And what do you get? Well, like I say, how many decimal points to the right does your checkbook go? Entry level, $200. Yes, it's better than nothing. Mid-level, consumer grade, around $400 to $500. The upper end of consumer grade, you're looking at around $1,000, $1,000, $1,200. You want professional grade night vision, mil spec, what the U.S. military buys, you start edging up around $2,000, $1,700, $1,800. You're getting into the range of professional quality, military mil spec night vision. Mil spec, military specification. What does that mean? In general, for any electronics, whether it's night vision or radios, whatever it might be, rangefinders, it means you can drop that piece of electronic equipment, whether it's a radio or night vision or a rangefinder, from 3 feet on the concrete and not have it damaged, other than cosmetic damage, to the point where it stops functioning. That's one of the tests that they perform to have it be mil-spec. Of course, that causes a dramatic increase in price. Obviously, clearly, that causes a dramatic increase in price, because to get that kind of ruggedness, it takes more engineering, more robust case and covering. All the connections have to be tougher to withstand that kind of rough treatment. So as the old saying goes, you get what you pay for. Now, when night vision was first becoming popular, 25 years ago, I would say, what we saw a lot then was imported optics from Russia. Russia makes some good quality night vision, but back then, 25 years ago, it was basically what you were buying was Russian military issue that had specialized dedicated batteries that were almost impossible to get, and if you could find them, they were very expensive. Another downside to the older night vision that we had, whether it was U.S. made or Russian, didn't matter, was the battery life was extremely short. We measured in hours, a very few hours, for possibly a heavy dedicated battery that if you ran it for 8 hours, the battery being depleted, and your night vision wouldn't work anymore. Well, that's the old days. And I would avoid buying anything like that, quite frankly, unless it's been professionally converted to run on modern batteries. But even then, the power consumption is still going to be dramatic. That's just the nature of that older night vision. The newer night vision doesn't eat up the batteries like the old stuff did, and they typically take off-the-shelf batteries you can buy at the supermarket or the hardware store, Walgreens, whatever, off-the-shelf AA batteries and so forth. And that's what you want. You want night vision that takes standard off-the-shelf batteries. Now, read carefully the instructions. Sometimes they will warn you not to use rechargeable batteries. If the manufacturer says not to use rechargeable batteries, then you don't. If there's no warning, then by all means, use the rechargeable batteries. Now, I've had great success with... Okay, we've got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners. Lenders. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. My new video, this is my presentation I did in Prague, Czech Republic, July of last year, where I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize, is now finished and available and ready for sale. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. You can find that at the top left-hand corner of my homepage. We're talking about night vision. I'm here at opticsplanet.com, opticsplanet.com, and I'm at the section for night vision rifle scopes, and they've got 173 different models, 90 different products, 173 different models of night vision rifle scopes, generation 2 and generation 3. It's a lot to choose from. A lot. Now I'm going to go through some of these here. Just go through some of the ATN. That's one of the well-known manufacturers. Alpha, Tango, November, ATN. It has one here for $480. There's one from Pulsar. That's what I own, is a Pulsar Night Vision. This particular unit is $767. Then we go to another ATN model. This one is $3,300. Let's see if we got some more low-end stuff there. Looks like here's one of the least expensive I've seen at the moment, $400 for a Firefield Generation 1. That's entry level for a rifle scope. Here's one from Night Optics, Generation 3, $3,400. How about that? Here's a Gen 1 for $345. I'm not going to go through any more of those prices. So you can go from $300-something dollars to, here's one for $6,000, Armasite Vulcan. Wide, wide price range. Extremely wide. And people, this question comes up whenever I talk about night vision. I'll get some emails. John, what do you have? John, what should I buy? Well, what I have is not all that relevant. I've at the time I bought my Pulsar night vision, I had about $1,000 in the budget for that particular piece of equipment, and that's what I spent. Now, if I had $3,000 in the budget, I would spend $3,000 from the budget. If I had $300, I would spend $300. You do what you get, you know, what you're capable of doing. That's what you do. It helps to look at all the options. There's probably a dozen scopes in that $300-$400 price range. That you want to look at the features to see if they're the features that you want. If it has the capabilities that you're interested in, and so forth. And there's ways to upgrade these scopes with a detachable infrared illuminator. So that's another aspect of this, would be detachable. Some of these scopes have a built-in infrared illuminator. My Pulsar has a built-in infrared illuminator it has an attachment point for a removable aftermarket infrared illuminator. Now, a powerful infrared illuminator can dramatically increase how far you can see with one of these things. Dramatically increase it. Now, I know during the Tet Offensive, I would have dearly loved to have had night vision. I didn't. I had an M14 with iron sights. That was my primary weapon during the Tet Offensive. I left the M1 carbine in my rifle case. I left my M1 Thompson in the rifle case. And it was me and my M14. And of course, my 45 was always on my hip. But it was my 45 was never very far from, about the farthest it was away from me is when I was taking a shower. And it was probably 10 or 15 feet away from me then. I always had my 1911 with me. Even when I was in civilian clothes, there was, in my situation, I had generally had weekends off, except during when we had the Tet Offensive, obviously. But I would become a tourist frequently on a Sunday afternoon and walk around town in civilian clothes. And I would have a loose-fitting shirt and what we call a Mexican holster, which is basically no holster at all. I was wearing jeans, and I would just stick the 1911 down the front or the back of the jeans, depending on how I was feeling that day, and become a tourist with that 1911 at hand. Here's our bottom-of-the-hour break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. My webmaster, my friend Tim Spencer, is back from his trip to Florida. We got catch up. We got to play catch up at my website. We haven't had my radio show posted on YouTube archives. Let's see, the most recent one. Got it here in a moment. I think it was the 20th. Yeah, we haven't had my show posted on YouTube since the 20th of July. So we'll get caught up on that. We got some other things to get caught up on. When he posted my Prague video on my website there in the top left-hand corner, he got the title wrong. The correct title is Violent Climate Change, not Global Climate Change. Violent Climate Change, what the governments are telling you. And we got some other cleanup things to attend to. Also, my website, of course, there's John's Survival and Tactical Gear. We've been wanting for more than a year to categorize the several hundred items there. Most of them are Amazon items. Get them in categories so you can more quickly find them as opposed to scrolling and scrolling and scrolling to find what you're looking for. There's a lot there. There's several hundred items there. What I've frequently said is if John Moore was going to have a yard sale, these are the things that would be in my yard sale. So it's a fascinating area to find things you may not know even exist. And, of course, the energy cleaner. This is my home business. This is what I inventory. I buy these from Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer, and then I sell them to you folks. This is one of the ways I pay my bills, is selling energy cleaners. Of course, my wife and I use ours every night. I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I'm a pretty active guy. I wake up pain-free in the morning, and you can also get yourself an energy cleaner. How many people do you know have arthritis pain? Very likely, there's about a 50% chance that you do. If you have arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Joint pain, back pain, same thing. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Are you not sleeping well? There's a pretty good chance you're not. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I got an order last night from a lady in Canada. I'll be shipping up her energy cleaner and a mattress pad for her bed and a travel-size mattress pad as well. All the details are there. We can place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. If you want to send me a check or a money order, you can do that. My address is at my website also. Plus, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Night vision. It's almost like magic. It's kind of ironic. My friend, Professor McCanning, now this is, he's got some pretty serious credentials. To get to the point where you can teach at Cornell University, teach anything is an accomplishment. He at one point was teaching two different areas of expertise. One was mathematics. The other was astrophysics. He taught astrophysics at Cornell University, which means he's, by definition, he's had a lot of time with his eyeball stuck in a telescope. Of course he has. And I've been telling him, Jim, for years, Jim, get yourself some night vision. You will see the sky in a way you've never seen the sky before. Now, I'm sure almost all of you have gone out on a nice, clear, cloudless night with little or no ambient light from street lights and so forth and looked at the night sky. And you'll see clusters of stars, such as the Milky Way, for example, and you'll see vast areas where it's pretty black and nothing. Guess what? When you look at that same sky with night vision, there's no dark spots. It is horizon to horizon stars, and you'll see a meteor about every 10 seconds. Pretty neat. I dearly would have loved to have had night vision when I was in combat in Vietnam or pulling guard duty. Same thing. When you're in combat and it's nighttime and you're trying to see the enemy, your eyes start playing tricks on you. You'll see things move that aren't moving, especially once you've been up more than 24 hours. There's a Hollywood film, I've mentioned this before, it's the best film I'm aware of, a Hollywood production, that highlights and demonstrates the excellent tactical advantage you have when you have night vision. Here's the title of the film, 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. Very well done. It's based on actual events. At the end of the film, they give a brief summary of the lives of the men that were in combat there in Benghazi, Libya, and where they are now. It's very dramatic, very well done, and it'll give you a pretty good understanding of how important night vision can be if you're in combat at night. Really, seriously, it does. And I highly recommend the film. It's not just from the viewpoint of highlighting the use of night vision, but it's an excellent story. a very tragic story because it didn't have to happen. This was a setup. The Clinton administration put in place, and maybe I got this wrong, it was the Obama administration, excuse me, and Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. The State Department was requesting more resources for their people stationed there. Those resources, in advance of what happened, were denied. The reinforcements, U.S. Navy had people on standby that could have responded relatively quickly given the situation within a few hours. They were put on stand down. The admiral who was going to send those resources was basically arrested by his second in command, who we believe was a CIA operative. Tragic, tragic situation. And I hold Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton directly responsible for the deaths of the Americans that took place that night. Directly responsible. And Hillary Clinton and Hussein Obama should be brought to justice for those American deaths that took place that night. And no ifs, ands, or buts, no qualifications whatsoever, they should be brought to justice for the American lives that were lost that night. If not for the courageous, and I do mean truly courageous and truly heroic efforts by the American warriors that were on duty that night, the loss of American lives could have been tremendous. We had a lot of people there that were at risk, a lot of people. And those warriors, they stopped. It was only half a dozen of them. They stopped an attack by several hundred bloodthirsty Muslims who wanted to kill Americans. Not all Libyans wanted to kill Americans, don't get me wrong. We had Libyan allies there in that fight, but that's a different part of the story. The main part of the story is Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton denying the help these people needed before, and shutting down the rescue efforts during the event. That's what happened. We had Marines, armed, trained, combat-ready Marines that could have been there in hours that were stopped from going in there. I met one of these guys. I met him and shook his hand, one of these Marines. Now, how maddening would that be? To know that your teammates, your fellow Americans, were under attack, that you're loaded up, your boots are laced, you're ready to jump in there, and your commander-in-chief, who's a Muslim, and the criminal Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, stop you from going in to help your buddies. That's what happened. So thank goodness for the efforts of those men that night. I don't have their names in front of me. Thank goodness for them that they were able to do what they did and save all the American lives that they did save. One of them was horribly wounded. I forget how many died. At least one died that I can recall. It may have been two or three died. I don't have that in front of me right this moment. Didn't have to happen. It did not have to happen. And these men, they took it upon themselves. It was not part of their mission statement to go to where the American ambassador was. In fact, the CIA station chief stopped them from going as soon as they wanted to. They eventually got to the point where they said, the hell with you, we're going anyway. We got Americans at risk being attacked. We're going in there. Now, if they'd gone when they originally wanted to before and went against their commander, the CIA station chief was actually the guy in charge there on the ground. If they'd violated those orders earlier, they may have saved the life of the American ambassador. That's certainly a possibility. Not all the Libyans wanted to kill him, by the way. If you want to kill somebody, you don't take him to the hospital while he's still alive. That's what they did. The good Libyans took the American ambassador to the hospital while he was still alive in an attempt to save his life. That was the good Muslims, the good Libyans that were doing the right thing for the right reasons. They were unsuccessful, obviously. It was too late. It was smoke inhalation that killed him, and it was just too little too late. By the time he got to the hospital, he couldn't be saved. Hopefully you never find yourself in a similar situation. Being in an American city while there's civil disorder, you'll think you're at Benghazi, quite frankly. When you're laying in your front yard underneath a bush to protect your family inside the house behind you, waiting for the criminals to come down the street, burning, raping, looting. Yeah, I'll guarantee you, you'll get that pucker factor right up there, baby. Been there, done that. That's if you're normal. That's the normal human response, is to have fear when you have a bona fide, life-threatening situation that you're about to become part of. If you don't feel fear, I don't want to be around a guy who's not fearful in that situation. But you act in spite of the fear. You don't let the fear paralyze you. You don't let the fear stop you. You move on past that. You move through the fear and do what you have to do to protect innocent life and to protect property. That's what you do. That's what I do. Hopefully you will do. Also, that's what a warrior does. They move past the fear to do what they need to do to protect innocent human life. Now, most of the 50 states, you cannot use deadly force to protect property. But if it's you in front of the property, what are you defending? You're defending your own life. I'm pretty sure that in all 50 of the states, you're allowed to use deadly force to protect your own life. I don't believe there's any exceptions. There are states that make it more difficult: California, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, Illinois. There are states that make it more difficult, but you're still allowed to defend your own life with deadly force. Of course you are, in all 50 states. And during the Ferguson riots, I was in fact on standby. I volunteered to protect the family assets in the form of my mother-in-law's home in St. Louis County. Ferguson rioters, protesters, were arrested less than a mile east of my mother-in-law's home, less than a mile northwest of my mother-in-law's home. That's close. That's real close. So there was a clear and present danger in the quiet little residential home that my mother-in-law has in St. Louis County. I know, and if you don't know, you're about to find out. Insurance does not pay for things you lose as a consequence of civil disorder. Insurance does not cover that. No, it doesn't. And you might be able to get something really expensive backed up by Lloyd's of London. They'll insure almost anything if you pay enough money. But normal insurance simply doesn't cover any loss you sustain as a consequence of civil disorder. It doesn't. Those Korean businessmen during the LA riots, they knew that. That's why they're on the roofs of their businesses. They would have been financially wiped out if the LA riots had taken out their place of business, looted and burned to the ground. They knew that. That's why they were on the roof of their structures with weapons, defending those structures, defending their livelihood, and in fact defending themselves. pretty common in these family-owned businesses for the family to occupy the premises, have a second-floor apartment or an apartment on the back of the premises, something like that. So they weren't just defending property, they were defending lives, their own lives and the lives of their family if they were still on the premises. Civil disorder is no laughing matter. Now, my friend Command Sergeant Major Page was there on the ground within minutes of that whole thing starting. We'll talk more about that when we get back. Stay tuned.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we are back. This is Jerry Morgan on Wednesday, the 8th of August. What happened in Ferguson, Missouri several years ago was a contrived, pre-planned operation. Within hours, and literally within hours of this thing beginning, my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page was on the scene as a St. Louis County police officer within minutes. There were convoys of vehicles leaving Chicago, Detroit, other places for St. Louis, Missouri, full of men and women who had been trained and paid by George Soros in preparation for an event such as this. I'm serious. They were. These were paid individuals. You might call them professional. They had been trained to engage in civil disorder, to burn and loot and pillage. Wherever they were assigned to go, they could have. What happened in St. Louis could have been Memphis, could have been Kansas City, could have been Chicago, could have been Detroit. It didn't matter. The events that took place were contrived and planned in advance. Even the local network affiliates in Metro St. Louis TV, ABC, NBC, CBS, even they were reporting where the hometowns of the people being arrested. They would list maybe 20 people that were arrested, and one or two would be from Metro St. Louis. The rest would be from Chicago, Detroit, Kansas City, Memphis, and so forth. Now, there was nothing spontaneous about what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. No, that was not the case at all. Will it happen again? Well, the Soros hasn't gone away. His money hasn't gone away. These people are still being paid, still being trained. And when the next event occurs, they will be running the convoys once again to cause maximum havoc. I recall one of the news reporters was confronting somebody in Baltimore, one of the protesters, and said something to the effect, "Didn't I see you in Ferguson?" Yeah, baby. Yeah, that's right. We got top of the hour break coming up here pretty soon. We'll have Jeff Nyquist coming on board with us, and we'll be talking about what we usually talk about with Jeff Nyquist, which is the international communist conspiracy, which has not gone away. George Soros is part of it, believe it or not. He is, truly. He is part of it. And what happened in Ferguson was part of it. What happened in Baltimore was part of it. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.